Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. And there's 12 minutes remaining, and the Vikings have not been able to do shit the whole game. And they've got this quarterback for Minnesota. Last year he was a rookie, but he didn't play one game because he got injured. So this is his first game as a pro. J.J. McCarthy, he went to Michigan, and he seems like a sweet, nice guy, and a lot of people are pulling for him. Well, he couldn't do shit in this game. And then all of a sudden, like flipping a switch, he turns into Tom fucking Brady in this game. And in the next like 10 minutes, he throws for two touchdowns and runs for another, and the Vikes win. Oh my God. Oh, it was fantastic. I actually like the Vikes, and I like McCarthy, despite the fact that he went to Michigan. Linda, who's kind of an evil whore, says, I hope McCarthy breaks a leg, literally. That's a ridiculous thing to say. He's a sweet dude. He's a really nice guy. You should shut up. My God, what a terrible thing to say. Holy shit. Patrick says the Bears are cursed. I hope that I can't stand the Bears. I think the Bears and the Packers, to me, are the two. Well, the Packers not nearly as much. All right? Since Aaron Rodgers left, I don't mind the Packers. I like Jordan Love. And Matt LaFleur, Mike LaFleur, something LaFleur, the coach. I like that guy, too. He seems to be all right. Seems like a good coach. I don't hate the Packers, but the Bears, fuck the fucking Bears and their stupid fucking fans. Fuck you. Ben writes, why is my Prime subscription not working? Motherfucker, commercials at the wrong time. I don't know, Ben. What's going on? You've done this before. What could possibly be happening? Yeah, Linda hates Michigan. I don't hate Michigan, but their fans are just stupid fucks. All right. So that was cool. Vikings win that game. And I'm glad that the Bears, they come to Detroit. Now, let me just tell you this. If the Lions happen to fuck it up against the Bears in Detroit, everybody's off the bandwagon. Okay? It's going to be outstanding to watch. Bread Bull Brain Chris says to Ben, you got to resubscribe every month. Like, you have to do that manually. He says he did. I don't know, man. That's all my expertise on. I don't have any expertise on that. All right. Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein. It was something that broke in the evening last night about Trump and the birthday message to Epstein released in a state document dump. records from Jeffrey Epstein have been released, including President Trump's alleged message to Epstein in a book compiled to celebrate Jeffrey Epstein's 50th birthday. So I guess the idea was you show up at the birthday party, or maybe ahead of time people will write things in the birthday book. And then he has it forever, you know? The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform released the records provided by the Epstein estate hours after Democrats on the same committee posted Trump's alleged birthday message to Epstein. So obviously this is along party lines, and the Democrats are going to do whatever they can to try to make Trump seem or prove in their eyes that Trump has had sex with children. Now, do I think that Trump had sex with children? I'm going to wait on that. It kind of depends on what I've learned for any given day. I would say at the start of talking about this story right here, my gut tells me that there could have been some child sex. You know, because Epstein groomed children to have sex with adults. And Donald Trump was pals with Epstein. On that alone, I think that's a reasonable conclusion to jump to. I do have to say allegedly, though. I mean, if I just start announcing that Donald Trump, I mean, I can say I would think that he did have sex with children. I don't know what type of legal jeopardy I'm in by saying that. But I do want to say allegedly. I think that Trump allegedly, I allegedly think that Trump had sex with children. Quote, we got Donald Trump's birthday note to Jeffrey Epstein that the president said does not exist. Read a post on the Oversight Dems X account. I always take those with a grain of salt because, you know, along party lines or, I don't know, maybe. Trump talks about a wonderful secret that the two of them shared. What is he hiding? Release the files. You add to it the fact that Trump, during the campaign, was like, oh, I'm going to release all these files. And then suddenly Trump says, there are no files. They never existed. Okay. I think that alone makes a logical person think that he actually is on a list. This right here is the note. Let me give you a good look at it. I'm not sure why, but it's written between the two, and Trump signed the bottom of it. And the dialogue between the two in the book that was given to Epstein for his 50th birthday is a conversation had between Trump and Epstein that's featured in the book. Like, this is, if you open up a page of this Jeffrey Epstein, hey, here you're nifty and 50. You open it up and there's a page and it's the conversation. This, what I'm looking at here, what you're looking at. And that looks to be, it looks like a shape of a woman's figure with small boobs and no arms, like a little Venus de Milo going on here. What does the conversation say? It says, voiceover, there must be more to life than having everything. Donald, yes, there is, but I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey responds, nor will I, since I also know what it is. Donald, we have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Epstein, yes, we do, come to think of it. Donald says, enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Jeffrey said, as a matter of fact, it was clear to me the last time I saw you. Donald says, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret. Signed, Donald J. Trump. If you look on the chat of this post, this is what Trump's signature looks like here. Right here. And this is what the signature looks like in the book. Folks are suggesting that that is his signature. People close to Trump are saying, that's not even his signature. What are you talking about? All right. So that's a weird-ass conversation to have with someone that's your friend. Now think about it. We have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Yeah, we do come to... I mean, if you do it in sultry voice like that, it sure sounds like they're talking about, yeah, we do come to think of it. Children. I don't know, man. This could just be two rich, weirdo guys having a conversation. Or it just could be two rich, weirdo guys having a conversation where they're talking about putting their wieners in kids. And with the context of Jeffrey Epstein, for a living, he wanted people to, you know, come to his island and put their wieners inside of children. It's tough to not think like that. It really is. Trump has repeatedly denied writing the letter since it was first reported about in July, and he says he didn't draw the doodle. His team once again denied him being behind the letter on Monday. As I have said it all along, it's very clear President Trump did not draw this picture as he did not sign it, said Caroline Levitt, the White House press secretary. Question is asked, how close were Trump and Epstein? What we knew about their friendship? President Trump's legal team will continue to aggressively pursue litigation. This is fake news to perpetrate the Democrat Epstein hoax. All right. So the only way that this is a hoax is if they 100% fabricated everything that we just read. Now, think about the legal jeopardy that you would be in if you're creating a narrative that the president of the United States would have sex with children through Jeffrey Epstein. Think about what risk you would be at. I mean, how much trouble you can get. And these are major political teams and media outlets that are reporting this. White House and Trump's lawyers say, yeah, we're absolutely going to, we're going to sue. The committee released a tranche, I think I'm saying that right, of documents Monday, hours after Democrats shared the birthday message. The birthday book compiled by Ghislaine Maxwell for Epstein's 50th birthday, The Last Will and Testament of Epstein, is something else they released, and other documents as well. News outlets sued after reporting on Epstein's birthday doodle. A Wall Street Journal report in July was the first to describe the message it called as bawdry. Yeah, you don't want anything that you say that you wrote down to be described as bawdry. All right? I'm not even sure what that means, but I guess it applies to whatever the hell we just read there. You don't want to be described as bawdry or tawdry. Like, if I talk to one of you out of the podcast, like, let's say I sent Maureen a message and Pooh Bear says, I'm not happy with you. Why? Well, you sent a bawdry / tawdry message to Maureen. I wouldn't be able to define bawdry or I guess it's bawdy, not bawdry. Bawdy or tawdry. I wouldn't be able to describe what those mean, but I'd know it'd be bad. Like, you don't want to be sending people that you don't have sex with, like your wife, any type of bawdy or tawdry message. I don't think I've ever sent any of you a bawdy or tawdry message. If you have, please let me know. The press secretary Leavitt said Monday that Trump's legal team would continue to aggressively pursue litigation against the Wall Street Journal. Trump says, I never wrote a picture in my life. I don't draw pictures of women. He told the Wall Street Journal in July. It's not my language. It's not my words. Also difficult for Trump that makes this all seem a little strange is this image. That you don't see at this minute, and I don't know why. You should be able to see that. Maybe you could, and I just don't know it. Yeah, you can. The image of Trump from way back in the early 2000s with Epstein, Maxwell, and Melania. That is a very young Melania Trump. All right. If you are ever in a photograph and you all have those looks, those are the looks of on faces of people who are about to eat each other's asshole. Like if we are at the Great Food Giveaway, if we take a picture and one of you is giving side eye, and one of you has the Trump face and the other has the straight face Melania, I'm about to peg somebody's ass look. And Ghislaine is looking off in the distance thinking about eating asshole. People are going to think that about us. They're going to think that we're a bunch of swingers. I wouldn't be surprised if half an hour after this picture right here was taken, all four of these people were naked in a big orgy, because those are the expressions that you have to have on your face moments before the orgy / gangbang gets started. Becca Shea refers to the first lady as a skank. I can't say that. I'll have to say here that she may be the hottest woman that has ever walked the face of the earth. Like, if any of this, if it's found out that Trump put his ding dong inside of kids and Melania was like encouraging him and she was involved in any, I would say she gets a pass because she is so ridiculously gorgeous. And even now at like 79 years old, she is still hot. Maxwell's hot in this picture. All right, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know who these people are. It looks like Melania Trump, Prince Andrew. Yep, he's tasted child. Gwendolyn Beck, and that's Jeffrey Epstein at a party at Mar-a-Lago in February 12th, year 2000. This is Maxwell and Jeffrey. Here's Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. In 1997, I like as how the years have gone by. Trump has said, yeah, I kind of knew him. I met him a few times. That's about it. Bullshit. Come on, man. And that's what Tofus is talking about. Yeah, but he didn't know Epstein, though. Tofus says Milani is a piece of shit for being part of this thing. Allegedly. We don't know that. We don't know that. Maureen says that bawdy means humorously indecent talk or writing. Tawdry is cheap and gaudy. Oh, it is. So not tawdry. Take that from my comment. I thought it meant like steamy and sexy. Yeah, there's a lot of words I don't know. I never claimed to be much of a wordsmith, but excuse me. Okay, so that's it about Trump, which I just, that was an incredible story. But you got to give him points for the denial. If you're being accused of this, you make up stories and just deny till you die. Yeah, there is no, if I'm the president of the United States, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to put out the list. And then you get the list and they go, all right, here's the list. You're ready to put it out. And then it says, Jeffrey Epstein client list of people who had sex with children. And then the first person on the list is Donald Trump. And I'm the president and I'm Donald Trump. I just throw it away. I would do the exact same thing. Now, whether or not that passes the sniff test, I don't know, but I'm guessing it does. I would guess that most people who support Trump, including the audience members here, if Trump comes out and says, I actually threw the list away. I was a huge client of Jeffrey Epstein. I am way into kids. It would not matter to most people who support Trump because these are animals. All right. And that's the way animals behave. And we have to accept them for their animal behavior. The world is upside down right now. Okay. So this is the sandbox that we're playing in. Now, if you want to have a nice stress-free time until the end of this term, just accept that this is appropriate behavior. And don't lose any sleep over it. There's nothing we can do about it. So, Daddy's back in the White House. Let my man have his fun. And then there you go. That's the only way to handle this because it's not your ball anymore. It's not your field. It's not your players. We lost. And that's the end of it. I was talking with a friend the other day about Trump, and he goes, "I didn't know you were a Democrat." I go, "I'm not. I've always been a Republican." He goes, "Well, why didn't you vote for Trump?" I go, "Because he's not a Republican. He's a psychopath. Why would I vote for a psychopath? Republicans are excellent. The Republican way of life, in terms of spending." Is I am very conservative in that regard, and I'm all about building the military and not offering as many entitlements for people that exist. I when they were doing Doge, all that Doge shit, I was like, yeah, Doge, fuck yes, do it, yes, Musk, yeah, and then you know it just kind of stopped. But when it comes to culture and what's right and wrong, I'm a Democrat. Now, I don't know what that makes me. I think it just makes me me. But that's where I sit on this. Tofus says, Old Republicans might have been conservative with money. The amount of money the last few Republican presidents have spent is mind-blowing. Yes, that is true. Black Belt Nick says, that makes you free-thinking and dangerous to both parties. Yeah, I'm probably going to wind up dead All right. So that's the end of the Trump coverage on the show, which I thought that was very interesting. But getting back to the point of with Trump, all he has to do is just deny it. Throw out the list or whatever doesn't exist and just deny that this happened. All right. I didn't get to this last week, but after the most recent school shooting, where was that one? That was in Minnesota, which, by the way, as I predicted, because it wasn't, that shooting wasn't more than 15 hours old. And I had seen the image of the person that shot up the school in Minnesota. The it was a Catholic school, went into the sanctuary and just started firing. Kids doing like morning mass, little kids, was ridiculous. And when I saw the face of the person who did the shooting, I go, oh, this looks like a transgender person. This is gonna be one of those dog whistle moments. And I was right. Transgender, born a dude, identifies as a chick, shoots a place up, and that is now two mass shootings that have been brought on by a transgender person. And that's all it takes to get every buttfuck Christian conservative cocksucker to lose their mind and that whole nonsensical trope, even though 99.999% of these mass shootings are white dudes, the usual suspects are saying it's all the transgender people's fault, and it's just so fucking stupid. With even 1% of energy spent, you can determine that that's not true. I have a former family friend who I do not associate with now, who has brainwashed their daughter, and this little fucking bitch is all about, she's an 18-year-old fucking little scumbag, propagating all this nonsense about transgender people. Look, it has nothing to do. I mean, this is just a fucked up person, all right? Anybody who shoots up a school is a fucked up person. Whether it has to be a white guy or a transgender person, it doesn't fucking matter. Jesus. Well, anyway, the local kids decided that they're going to do something and they feel like they need change and they just wanted to be heard. So they walked. They like walked out of school on Friday.
This shows that us community, we want change. We don't want to fear for our lives.
All right, that just screwed up on me. So give me a second to reload that. And I've heard this many times, you know, in the scope of every school shooting, we have heard over and over again, that's usually the same comment. We need change. We want change. Well, no kidding. Who doesn't? I always saw that was a stupid thing to say when it comes to after there is a school shooting. We don't want to be shot anymore. Well, no fucking shit. And so that's ridiculous. And when they do this, the idea is, well, whoever makes rules, just change them, fix it. It is 1,000,000% not that easy. Let's hear what the kids say.
That us community, we want change. We don't want to fear for our lives.
Students taking action across our area and the country as part of a national walkout to protest gun violence. It comes after a deadly school shooting just days ago in Minnesota. And students say enough is enough. News 8's Adriana Doria has more on their message.
I can't believe it took you this long to do something as stupid as this.
Policy and change! Policy and change!
Students with a mission on Friday.
Students demand action!
See, books, not bullets. The scariest thing in school should be the SAT, not a shooter. The chant, what was the chant again? What were they saying?
Students with a mission on Friday.
Students demand action!
Students demand action. There you go.
As Rockford High School students walked out of class.
Children or guns? Those are the choices. What do you want? Children or guns? So they, this one, I shouldn't be texting my mom, I love you, from under a desk. These kids are suggesting that the school, the rules that they that should change are availability of guns. That's, I think, what they're saying. We want you to choose us over the guns. And I'm pretty sure it's not nearly that simple.
With a purpose.
It's want this change and that this isn't something that we're sitting back and relaxing about. We need change.
That purpose, to stand up against gun violence and school shootings plaguing the United States. The walkout is part of a nationwide walkout and comes just days after tragedy in Minneapolis as two students were shot and killed and many others injured.
I think it's important to point out that if there was a way to eliminate all guns from the face of the earth, let's say they vanished. You waved a magic wand. Is the suggestion here that that is the problem? Because I would guess that anybody who is crazy like the psychopath in Minneapolis or any school shooting, they will still be able to slaughter innocents. So I'm a little curious about how they expect that would work and the practicality of actually trying to eliminate guns.
A school shooting at Annunciation Catholic School and the shooter taking their own life.
We're tired of it. We don't want to fear for our lives where we go to this place every day to learn.
And if you're a gun advocate, let's just say also that there is quote unquote change. Let's say they make a sweeping change to the law. Which, hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra-premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. You study show never works. I mean, guns are illegal as fuck in a lot of major metropolitan areas, Chicago and New York, and it's they've got plenty of guns there. The bad guys have plenty of guns. Not to mention, okay, that if you're a gun advocate and let's say there are not new laws on the books and they don't work, then they're going to add more laws. So the idea here is from the you'll get it when you pry it from my cold, dead fingers crowd is you're going to slowly erode our rights more and more until we are an unarmed society. And I think that that's a very real and possible and legitimate way that it could go. If lawmakers get success once, they're going to try it again because of this dumb fuck here and his opinions.
The thing we should fear is the SATs. We shouldn't be fearing someone breaking into the school, shooting us up, and having parents mourn the loss of their children.
Over. Yeah, no kidding. It's been like that for 30, 40 years.
On the other side of West Michigan, it was the same message as Portage Central students marched for the same cause.
Even though we're not old enough to vote, we care about this issue and we want to be able to make a difference and we want to put pressure on lawmakers.
As opposed to Americans who don't care about school violence. Is that what you're suggesting, Olivia?
To say like, hey, gun violence in schools is not a good thing. Like,
quit calling it gun violence. It's violence. You should have a problem with the crazy fucks who shoot up your school. Not the goddamn guns.
We need to make a change about this.
Like, literally, tears.
Oh, God. She starts with literally.
It just kind of came to my eyes when I saw how many people were out there. Because, like, I was just not expecting it.
And in just a few minutes, students made their voices heard, hoping to keep students safe and end continued thoughts and prayers.
It doesn't have to be a reality, but it, like, keeps on happening, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Children are being killed regardless, Democrat, religion, Republican. It shouldn't be a divide with politics. We should get this done to keep kids safe and keep parents out of funerals.
No, it is going to be a divide in politics. At the root of it all, it's going to be a divide in politics. Bob says, makes a great point. Pretty sure it's already against the law to have a gun on school grounds. Well, exactly. And for people who have guns and use guns lawfully and carry guns lawfully, whether open carry or concealed, they can't bring guns onto school property, at least in the great state of Michigan. I'm assuming anywhere, you know. That is an erosion of gun rights. So they want it to be less accessible for people to have guns. Fuck that! Black Belt Nick says they would just another tool row. I gotta say, I've read numerous Black Belt Nick chats, and they all sound retarded because I don't know what's going on, but he's doing something wrong with actually making the words work. Because you always have something poignant and pertinent to say, but I kind of want to punch you in the face right now. They would just use another tool. My fat fingering is bad today. Sorry. Yeah, that's how I feel too. And I wish someone would have pushed back to these idealistic, brainwashed, dumb fuck students who don't know what the fuck they're talking about with that mentality. Bob says, pretty sure it's already against the law to have guns in school. And then Black Belt Nick says, yep, it was a gun-free zone. The school asked for armed guards, and they were denied. Megan says, look at Bruce's sweet face. It always is sweet face. Tophis, who's as blue state as they come, says common sense gun laws, background checks. If you have violent tendencies, you don't get a gun. If you beat your wife or girlfriend, you don't get a gun. Yeah, that none of that applies to the killer in Minnesota. Everything was spotless on him. Everything was purchased appropriately and is a lot of the time. Those don't work. Doesn't need to be a ban. Just get to the root of the problem. And that's not getting to the root of the problem. It's pandering. It doesn't do anything. And you know that. It won't help in any way. Bob says, I'm almost certain my CCW permit does not allow me to carry in government buildings and schools. Nick says, those laws already exist. If I go and buy yet another gun, it takes time. I can't just walk in and buy it. I don't know if you've ever purchased a gun. But Nick is right. No matter what I buy, I'm like, hey, I like that. All right, let's get you going. You got to fill out this form, and then you got to fill out this form, and then you got to put your fingerprints here, and then come back in 3 hours after we've run all the checks and we fired the gun for ballistics. I mean, this all happens. Tophus says not down south. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't live down south, and I don't know if you've researched that. I think it varies by state. The point is, it's not as simple as people make it out to be. God damn it! And I still stand by the we're gonna have to just work on better security at the schools. That's a quicker option. You realize the amount of time that it would take to suggest all of these monumental challenges and laws that would have to be written on the books, and then the requisite amount of appeals and lawsuits that would take place. It'd be muddied up in courts for decades, and it would never get to that point anyway because of the legal, political climate. That's why you need me in the White House to spend high dollars on security at our schools. That's what I would do. All right. I would have, like, in addition to the on the grounds as the students are coming in and out of school and are in the school, I'd have, like, a crow's nest with, like, eyes. You know how, like, when the president goes somewhere, with the exception of that time in Pennsylvania where that one fucker shot him? I would have so much security, like, patrolling each goddamn school. Binoculars. Scanning the grounds. Every school would have a nerve center of monitors everywhere with, like, you know, a tech team of tactical engagers that are watching, and with a drop of a hat, the strike force emerges and just mows a bad guy down. Starman 314 says, and by the way, how's your dad? Go the sci-fi route and make personal force fields for everyone. Sounds silly, but how else will you combat the issue? Biggest gun always wins unless the gun is ineffective. Honestly, I think that school security should be part of the military. I mean, like, it's, you know how we have Space Force now? This is going to be school force. It's going to be intense. And we've got so much money in this country. Oh. Starman says, not good. Message for details. Will you send me a message, please? Please. Because, frankly, I forget everybody's name. I don't even know your real fucking name anymore. I'll remember when you send it, but it's already gone. The dementia has already begun on me. And I believe that, by the way. No, with the amount of money that we spend for our military from a budget standpoint and things like the goddamn border wall. Oh, if I was a president, I would send so much money to this. I would run and win on that platform. And that's the only thing I would do. I would run, and they say, okay, easy. How do you feel about guns? Yeah, everybody should have one. How do you feel about guns in school? Well, I'm creating a branch of the military to defend the smallest elementary school and the largest high school and everything in between. I'm going to spend $90 billion a year on school force. That's what I'm going to do. And then they're going to say, how do you feel about abortion? And I'd say, don't give a fuck. I'm worrying about school force. How do you feel about tax and spend? Don't care. I'm taking the money that we have now and creating school force. Fuck you. David says the country doesn't have a lot of money. It has a ton of debt. No, we won't have any debt because I'm going to go Doge. I'm going to rehire Elon Musk. And then he's going to say in his weird voice as he's flashing Nazi signs, I'm going to say, I want you to eliminate all spending. Like the government, I only want like 15 employees here. Everybody gets fired. All right. That's where I'm starting. So it's going to be Doge on steroids. Everybody's out. And then all that money we're going to save. Okay. And that's going to be the start. So good news, bad news. Your kids are safe. Good news is the kids are safe. The bad news is Elon Musk is going to be the appointed vice president. And he's going to be in charge of everything spending. And I don't even care if he flashes Nazi signs. I'll say, Elon, I don't give a fuck what you do. You can flash Nazi signs. You can wear the SS gear when you're doing press. I don't care. What the fuck? You're crazy. You're a crazy fuck. And fuck you. But I want you to go ahead and make sure that we have plenty of money for school force. Cole says, you got my vote, Zane. David in Hudsonville says, why did Doge stop? That was a great thing. It ran its course. I think it was only set up to go for so long. He wanted Musk. Musk actually was there for as long as he was supposed to be there. But when he went out in a blaze of glory because Musk was pissed off that after all that fucking work he did, Trump came out with the big, beautiful bill, which he felt was too excessive. He's like, you fucking asshole. I just got here. I flashed Nazi signs and did what you told me to do, you dumb motherfucker. You can't turn around and spend all this money. Fuck you. And that's what happened. Allen describes it as Kid Force Pedo Team 6 Special Ops. Fine. I don't care. Easy. How do you feel about abortion? I don't give a fuck. Don't even bring it up. I'm focusing on one thing and one thing only. Russia just dropped an atomic bomb on Ukraine. I don't care. What else we got here? What else can we talk? Coldplay bitch, Kristen Cabot. This is the chick who she was standing in front of a tech guy at the Coldplay concert. And then Coldplay guy puts him on the camera. They run away and Coldplay guy says, they're either really shy or having an affair. She was having an affair with tech guy. Now, all these people, I'm surprised these people haven't committed suicide. Tech guy had to resign because the board said it looks too bad for us, which is such a crock of shit. You know, I have never really, I don't support that type of move. That's why chick who got baseball at the Philly game, she's hoping that the big bad internet doesn't find out who she is because she's dead if that happens. So he loses his job. I don't know if CEO guy got fired. Lost his wife. But this chick, she's married to, I forget what he did. To a super rich dude, like billionaire level. She's known as astronomer HR mistress Kristen Cabot. Her and her husband are officially calling it quits. Andrew Cabot net worth. $15.4 billion. Like, Tech Queer is probably making $700,000 to $1 million a year. This stupid asshole was having an affair with a guy who essentially is a homeless guy compared to her husband, who's worth $15.4 billion. David says, I thought she initiated the split. Yes. All right. But the fact that she even was canoodling with that loser, despite being married to a guy who's worth $15.4 billion. If I'm with Pooh Bear, and Pooh Bear is worth $15.4 billion. All right? And a super hot chick, which she's not, I'm just using it for this example, says, yeah, easy. What do you say we bone? And like Pooh Bear has let herself go. Let's say she came down with an illness where she has disfigured her face by pouring acid on it. And she looks like Freddy Krueger. I wouldn't do it. I would go and eat my wife, who looks like Freddy Krueger, eat the ass out of my wife. That's what I would do. Some of you are assuming that she's going to get half of that. There is no way, shape or form, that a guy who's worth $100 million is going to marry anyone without a prenup. No way. There is no way in hell she is getting half of $15.4 billion. I know that because she's not smart enough to get 50 to do a prenup. Again, this is the head of HR cozying up to some schmuck despite having a husband worth $15.4 billion. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just assuming that they are not going to reveal that on here. Patrick makes a great point. Jeff Bezos' wife got half. You're right. I'll be shocked. She has, of course, they call it the Coldplay Gate scandal. Has filed for divorce from Andrew Cabot. The 52-year-old filing for divorce is just karma. Those close to Andrew Cabot have told the Daily Mail. Reportedly, the couple's relationship has already been on the rocks. I texted Andrew right after it happened and said, her life has nothing to do with me, and said they were separating. Julia is the previous wife for Rich Guy. So this would be the second divorce. Said that Rich Guy wasn't exactly husband material and added that neither did Kristen seem like wife material. She further claimed that all Andrew cared about was money and was probably more embarrassed than hurt by Kristen's actions. Yeah, it says here Cabot filed papers to dissolve the marriage on August 13th. How will it shake out remains to be seen, so they're not really saying anything. But if Julia is anything to go by, then the former HR head could be in for a long-drawn case. Julia's marriage termination to Andrew lasted 2 years, the first wife. She walked away with $1 million. So I can guarantee you this guy who's worth $15.4 billion. And the first wife, she got $1 million and a $1.9 million home and a Jaguar. So they're, yeah, they're, come on now. Either way, she's probably going to be fine. But my God, what an absolute shit show. Tophus brings up this, billionaires are morally bankrupt anyway. There was no love in that relationship. Yeah, people who are really wealthy are weird. Those are strange individuals. I don't know. I think that one guy, he's an old dude. They call him the Oracle of Omaha. What is his name? He's super old, and I think he's normal. I think that guy is normal. Warren Beatty. G. Wharton. Gordon Levitt Beatty. Gordon G.W. Gordon Beatty. Gordon Levitt. No, that's an actor. G. Gordon Levitt is an actor. Warren Beatty is an actor. J.W. Bennett. God damn it. Warren Buffett. Yeah, he lives in like a house that's like my old house in Jenison. And the house is worth like $75,000. He has to take his laundry to the laundromat. And he's incredibly wealthy. Warren Buffett net worth. Yeah, he is worth $151.3 billion. Oh, my God. And I think he's so laid back and old. It's fucking nuts. Those are the best. That's the guy. Seriously. Everybody else is crazy. Bezos is a psychopath. Facebook guy Zuckerberg, he's nuts. Musk, crazy as fuck. The husband of Coldplay bitch, he's got to be crazy. Red Bull Brain Chris says he told his kids they aren't getting shit when he croaks. Oh, that's awesome. But I don't know how he does that. You know, that's like the dad who lets the kid cry it out in the crib and, you know, says, yeah, I'm filthy rich, but you gotta go get your own. I couldn't do it, because if I won, like, you know how there was that lottery worth $1.5 billion, and I don't know, somebody might have won it by now. But if I win that, yeah, I'm going to make all these people brats. They're all getting paid. There's a few that won't, who I'm like estranged from, but it'll be fun because the ones that I'm not estranged from, they're going to be so fucking rich. And I'm going to say, look, I'm going to give you these millions, but you got to go over to the estranged family members' houses, jizz into your hand and throw it on the fucking front door handle. It's a jizz throw. You're going to throw the jizz at their door handle and say, this is from Rich Eric. Fuck you. And that's my only stipulation. So you got several million dollars. All right, it's yours. You got to go jack off in your hand and throw it at the door of estranged family members. That's what you got to do. It's incredible. It's a great, I fantasize about this all the time. Red Bull Brain Chris says, yeah, just like Migs in Silence of the Lamb. Migs threw his jizz at Clarice Starling when she's walking through. She's like, I gotta talk to Dr. Lecter. Where's Dr. Lecter? I gotta talk about him, about Buffalo Bill. I gotta figure this shit out. And then there's Clarice. That's Migs. He's harmless. He just throws his jizz. Fucking shit. Oh my God. This fucking crazy bitch. Yeah, you don't want to throw your jizz like Migs. All right. We have the asshole of the day coming up on this show. And you can put in your nominations for it. I don't even know who it's going to be. So I don't remember what we talked about in the last 2 hours. But we did talk about things. So if you could help me out with the asshole of the day, the 26 of you who are here right now. Before we do that, though, if you have a tree that you want to bring down, or perhaps it fell down, and then you need it removed and the stump ground up and whatnot, you call Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan, 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. They are local to West Michigan. They are the best. ladies and gentlemen, the finale at Berlin Raceway is Saturday. I will be there. Kayla's ex-husband, Coleman Lutz, will be there. Coleman's kids will be there. These are the kids that fuckhead Greg says, oh, I have, they're my kids. No, they're not. They hate you. Okay? Fuck you. Coleman's kids who hate Greg will be there. Matt H. will be there. And his lovely wife, Nicole, will be there. And their kids. They are Ben and I forget the rest. Anyway, that's at Berlin Raceway. Join us for the Coleman Lutz 500. Tickets are $15 in advance at berlinraceway.com up till 11:59 on Friday. Otherwise, they go up to 20. Your kids are free. The parking is free. berlinraceway.com. Oakland Auto Detail, they detail cars in West Michigan. They'll clean your car inside and out and make it look good as new. Now, if you want to spend the real cheddar, like let's say you're cash heavy and you want to put a ceramic coating on your car, Oakland Auto Detail does that too. You know, that's like the most expensive thing they do, but you don't have to pay that much. If you say, I can't afford a ceramic coating on my car, that's okay. Just get it cleaned inside and out. It makes a great gift. Yeah, you'll be shocked. Ceramic coating is such a long process to apply the material and then let the light that they put on it bond with the paint. That takes a little time. They do one car a day at Oakland Auto Detail. Get on the schedule at 616-510-3470. 616-510-3470. Again, don't fall for the deal at the dealership when you buy the car. Yeah, you got to get ceramic coating. There's shit, okay? And it's not worth it. Rich says, is Coleman Lutz C-O-A-L? Yes. Bob says, asshole of the day, whoever forged Trump's signature. Yeah, that's the classic rebuttal of the Trump fan who's not comfortable with the fact that Trump tasted kid ass, allegedly. They make it up that it's like ridiculous. It's a stupid thing to say. You know it as well as I do. You just won't admit it publicly, you dumbass. Excuse me, that was my tummy growling. One more before I go. My good friends, at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan, reminding you that that is a fun place to be. Pinball-Land is the website you go to take a look at the games that they have there and kind of like what the environment and the atmosphere is. Downtown Rockford, Michigan is a fun place to hang out. I recommend hitting up one of the local restaurants or pubs and then heading over to Pinball Land. You can bring your drink in and put it in the cup holders while you're playing pinball. My beer is gone. Let's go get another one. You walk across the street, fill it up. Come back, play more pinball and retro arcade games at Pinball Land. Bring the kids, bring the adults. I'm sure if you're the adult, you'll be like, oh my God, I cannot believe they have asteroids. It's like going back in time and so much fun, and we will be scheduling another pinball orgy. Bob says, the comment, asshole of the day of whoever forged Trump's signature was sarcasm. Well, I'm glad you said that. But like I said, most Trump supporters don't care that he touched kid ass. All right. The asshole of the day happens right now. Who is it going to be? Well, it's got to be Trump. Come on now. Congrats to the president for yet another victory on the Asshole of the Day Award on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you for your support and your help on this show. If you want more, I do a Patreon show, and you can check it out at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free, and we can have a good time there. We got a Big Fraud Wednesday coming up, which I'm always looking forward to. I'm always looking forward to talking to you. Check it out at patreon.com/Eric Zane for 7 days free. Talk to you later on the Patreon bonus podcast. Thanks, folks, and bye-bye.